I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Emergency episode, Gordon Hayward suffered a left hand fracture against the San Antonio Spurs on Saturday. Woj gave us a little bit of an update. He's going to see a specialist on Monday to figure out whether or not he needs surgery. Until that happens, the timetable for Hayward's return is unclear. The play that it happened on, for those who didn't watch, it was on a screen set by Aldridge in the second quarter. And it was Aldridge was not square to Hayward, and I saw some people on Twitter say, oh, it's a dirty screen. Fine, whatever. But either way, it looked like it was going to be an issue for Hayward's face, where he was going to go right into Aldridge's shoulder. But it ended up being his hand. A bizarre play for a guy who continues to be snake bitten when it comes to his health, because just another immensely unlucky play that there's no way you can prevent anything like that. Nobody expects something like that to happen. But with regards to his timetable, obviously the specialist is going to have a much better idea than I'm going to have. I looked into Steph Curry's situation because he broke his hand earlier in the season. And I know it's a little bit of a different situation, but he was originally expected to not be back sooner than 3 months. I saw Keith Smith tweeted out something from Yahoo Sports that he saw 3 to 12 weeks for something along these lines. Again, we don't know the severity of the fracture, but I would tend to think, again, it's more towards that 12-week mark. Again, it's not his shooting hand, which I would imagine helps the situation a little bit, at least in terms of his rehab process, and maybe helps expedite things a little bit and how quickly, once he's feeling better, he can get back on the floor, as opposed to his hand, where he might feel good, but then he's got to get his feel back for his shot a little bit. Either way, you know, on a human level for this guy, I cannot believe how this continues to happen to Gordon Hayward. And I mean, he's been looking great. He had 9 points only in the first half. I mean, 9 points. If he does that again in the second half, obviously it's a good game. This puts the Celtics in a similar position they've been in with Jaylen Brown absent. Now they did it against the Hornets, against the Bucks, and against the Cavs without Jaylen Brown. So yes, they and I think the Knicks were mixed in there as well. So they did well without him. Brown does things that Hayward doesn't do and vice versa. So take that for what you will, but I think Hayward will be able to handle Gordon Hayward's scoring responsibilities with the exception of the 39-point game. Obviously, you never expect that. But he came out to start the game, and he was guns blazing too. I think he had 20 points, and I'm recording this before the end of the game. He's knocking on the door of 30 points against the San Antonio Spurs, who are a quality team. And that's the other thing. The Celtics look good in this game in the second half. I don't know where things are going to end up, but up until I'm at the very start of the fourth quarter, and the Celtics are still up. So I don't think it's crazy that the Celtics can survive this. My one concern, I would say, in all of this is, I have two concerns. Obviously, what does Hayward look like afterwards? I would think he will look better than he did after his lower body injury. That was a much different situation, obviously out for a long period of time. And you're running into problems where, you know, am I landing around guys? What's going to happen there? If I cut this way, cut another way, what's going to happen? His hand, yeah, there may be some discomfort and that may affect his shot, but we've also been seeing him go to the rim a lot more, where I think he'll be able to make up for whatever discomfort he has there, as opposed to maybe his three-point shot would probably be what suffers most from this. But I don't think in terms of his aggressiveness, we're going to see as much of an issue as we did when he first came back from his lower body injury. The second concern that I would have with this is just the chemistry. What's it going to be like when Hayward comes back? I'm not talking 2018-2019 Celtics level nonsense. I'm just talking about the fluidity of things, being in the right position. He knows, I mean, you've seen it watching, if you're not watching these games, I mean, the Celtics are forcing turnovers left and right. A lot of that's Marcus Smart, but the other guys are getting involved too, and I know the turnovers are up this year, but the Celtics are one of the best teams at forcing turnovers right now. I just wonder when Hayward comes back, knowing where he's got to be in certain situations. I imagine he's going to study and pay attention to the film and all these things and, you know, be at the games and watch them. But I think not being in there also has an effect on things. And as I'm watching this now, Marcus Smart just went down with a groin injury. But it looks like he's going to end up being okay. Either way, obviously a very unfortunate situation. Oh, it looks like he... Nope, that does not look good. I just don't know if he got it in the, the area or if he pulled something. does not look good for Marcus Smart. You're getting a live reaction from me on this one. Anyway, losing Smart then changes things because you lose two of their important pieces. That becomes a serious issue. If you guys haven't already, you can leave us a rating, review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. We're on Twitter at 5OutPod and on Instagram, same handle. Talk to you guys again with a regular episode Wednesday of next week.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.